The message I just want to share with you in this few minutes is titled, The Good Portion. I'm reading a story that I've shared before, and I absolutely love it, and I just, certain things just pop out even more in this really just simple story about two young ladies that were good friends of Jesus Christ, but one relationship was flawed in a way that I'm going to express to you. And Jesus is actually passing through this one town, and he comes to this person's house. And it says in Luke chapter 10, you can just listen, beginning in verse 38, it says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him," she goes up to Jesus, "and she says, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Well, tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" I'll say that again, the words of Jesus Christ. "Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." I just want to just give you this, the picture of what happened 2,000 some years ago, this truth that we get in Scripture. You know, I love this because these stories, everything about this word is true. And I'm telling you, if you believe in faith, what you're hearing today, your heart is going to leap and knowing what the good portion is all about. Jesus is passing through. He'd been doing a lot of ministry. He'd been traveling with his 12 disciples. And at times, I'm sure that as he traveled with the 12 disciples, he also had a pretty big fan base at times that would follow him along. So I don't know exactly how many people showed up to Martha's house, but we know that at least Jesus showed up and the disciples showed up. And I firmly believe as I read through the New Testament and the story of Jesus Christ, that he had no problem sitting down and having a meal. And we can assume too that it was a meal time because Scripture says that Martha was serving. And oftentimes when we look through Scripture and realize someone was being served something, it had to do with food. I don't think they were playing Uno or any board games. I think when it came down to serving, it was time to eat. And so, you know, here is Jesus stopping by, and Martha welcomes Jesus in as a guest in the house, and Jesus comes in, and I can almost imagine Martha, Scripture says she was distracted with much serving, which means, of course, there was going to be a lot of serving because there's 12 guys in the house, 12 guys, and some of these guys were fishermen, but, you know, most guys, we can eat. You know, and if you've been traveling with Jesus and walking and moving a lot, and it's been a lot of ministry and a lot of time spent through their travel, that when they showed up to the house, it was time to eat. And so here's Martha serving all of this, probably just the appetizers, the refreshments in and out, something for them to drink and water and in and out. And Scripture says that in all of this serving, she was distracted. But at the same time that Martha was serving, Mary was sitting down, her sister, at the feet of Jesus. I mean, so you got to picture this moment. You got 12 guys just around Jesus, and Scripture tells us that Jesus was teaching. And you know, when Jesus teaches, it's a good word. You're glued to the word. That's the power of Jesus Christ. Now, when he taught something, man, you just sat there, and it was life being poured out to you. But one person was just kind of in and out. Serving, in and out, Mary sitting down. And I really want us to look at this story just in perspective of what maybe you might be dealing with today. Whereas sometimes what we do in life, serving, which is a good thing, can sometimes be a distraction from a better thing. And that would be at the feet of Jesus. Whereas sometimes in life, really, what we feel as what we're doing as good, we expect it to be just good enough. I mean, every day we run into people that we see and naturally we go, oh, that's a good person. And as you begin to build relationships with people here in the city, maybe people think about you or you think about others. Oh, they're just good people. They do good things. But I want to tell you tonight that being a good person is not going to save your soul by itself. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's about you and I giving our lives to Jesus in complete surrender. But Martha was in and out. And scripture gives us the story that it was a distraction, which means she'd come to the place now where that which was a good thing for her to do with Jesus and the disciples was now a distraction from the better thing, which was what Mary was doing. And oftentimes when we're consumed with the good thing, because it becomes something that we're consumed with when it actually becomes a distraction. And when we're consumed with it, and now that we're distracted with it, it's very hard for us to recognize anything else but the good things that we think we're doing is right. The good things. I'm nice to people. I talk nice. I'm in the kitchen cooking. I mean, that's where Martha was. I'm in the kitchen cooking. I'm throwing down on my best meals. I mean, I'm laying it out. Fried chicken, mac and cheese. Fried fish. Baked fish. Fish tacos. I think Jesus liked fish. That's what I was going on. Anyway, never mind. And it's a good thing. And you're just going, you're back and forth, you're serving all this food, and you're like, man, I'm making this buffet because this is what I'm good at. And as long as it's something that we think we're good at, we pursue it, right? And as we pursue it, then we expect affirmation. We expect a response back. We expect somebody to thank us. But all we get in scripture is that everybody was gathered around with Jesus, listening to him teach. Because the good news of Jesus is always better than your good stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like, here's Martha treating Jesus as a guest when, brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to be the master of your life. Not just a guest. It's almost like sometimes we'll just go to church to do a good service unto God, you know, because religion is cool and, you know, I got to put my time in at least once a week. And your guest service unto God will not save your soul. That's not salvation. That's just religion without a relationship with Jesus. But if you continue to go on consumed with just doing good and that becomes a distraction, well, then suddenly you show up in the room where Jesus is and now you're upset. Maybe because nobody's thanked you yet. Maybe because nobody's acknowledged that your fish tacos taste good. Maybe because you've been working very hard at your job and you're like, anybody acknowledge the fact that I'm one of the hardest workers here? Maybe your name hasn't gone up on the employee of the month board yet. Maybe because you haven't got the raise yet. Maybe because every time you seem like you want to just move on further in your education, you just seem to just keep running into roadblocks. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, bitterness sinks in, anger, resentment. Now you're offended. And now Martha comes into the room and she looks at Jesus. Do you not care about me? Do you not care? That's the question she asks to Jesus Christ, the one who came down from heaven to live a perfect life, to go to the cross and die for our sins. His whole mission was a mission of care. But when we're consumed with our good things and life is busy, Bernadette said it earlier. She just at a certain point of loss and pain, she just kept busy, just trying to do good things, trying to just make it work, trying to prove to people, trying to just be successful in everything. And she was just so busy. And really, she was distracted from much serving. to the point now, when we're stuck in our own selfish ways, now we question whether he cares for me or not. Do you not care about me? And there's anger and there's bitterness, and now you want to tell Jesus what to do. Will you tell, can you tell Mary to come help me? You know when somebody's mad, you start talking about them and they're in the same room and you don't look at them, but you're talking to them, to somebody else. I picture Martha doing that. Because for her, it made sense. So now you want to get loud with Jesus in a room full of disciples and Mary sitting at his feet and everybody. Because what? Because you think all of your good things deserve some type of approval or affirmation, and that is the completion of your life. Oh, no. And Jesus, looking at it sideways. Can you tell my sister to come help me? Please, do you not care? Does my food not taste good enough for you? I got my master's degree in cooking. Ain't nobody said nothing. And then you want to get loud with Jesus? Well, he's going to call you out right in front of everybody. Martha, you're actually very troubled. Yeah. Not Martha, okay, I'm sorry. Fish was good. Martha, all of your works, all of your doings actually warrants a good relationship with me? No. Actually, Martha, you're just anxious. You're worried. You're afraid of failure. You're doubtful. You question yourself. You're starving for affirmation. You want to prove yourself right. And that's why you continue to do, rather than come sit down and recognize what I've done for you. Martha, you're troubled about a lot of things, a lot. And there's only one thing that's necessary, Martha. And Mary has chosen the good portion. And nothing can take that away from her. See, Martha, you can run around and be busy and keep busy and stay close. I mean, she was in and out. But you're not in the right position. The right position is down at my feet, and that really symbolizes you and I surrendering to Christ Jesus in humility. That's what happens with a lot of people. That there's a lot of churchgoers. They don't have a relationship with Jesus. They like to stick around and be close, but they don't want to be in right position. I want to come to church once in a while. I want to be active a little bit here and there. But actually, you haven't even had an opportunity to sit down and find communion with Christ Jesus. That's why he went to the cross, so we could be reconciled unto the Father and have communion with our Savior. Communion with Christ. Hey, Martha, communion with Christ. With me, I want relationship with you. All this stuff that you're doing, those are good things. But I'm gonna tell you something. Some of us need to get out the kitchen and sit down and understand what it is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's salvation. There's no good service unto Jesus Christ unless you come to recognize how he has served you at the cross. You get what I'm saying? Salvation, not just church going, not just treating Jesus like a guest in the house. Get out the kitchen and sit down. Jesus desires to have a relationship with you and I. That's why he went to the cross and he died for our sins. That's why he rose again on the third day, so we could be a new person, not trying to figure it out in the kitchen, but at his feet, finding refuge. It's the good portion. The good portion is salvation with Jesus Christ. The good portion is communion with Christ Jesus. The good portion is restoration at his feet. The good portion is being able to pick up this word and know that this word is life. It's life, and it's life-changing, and there's salvation in this. That's the good portion. The good portion is his grace, his unmerited favor, something that you and I don't deserve. That's the good portion. It never goes away. The good portion is supernatural peace that we find in Christ Jesus. But if I'm running around in the kitchen, I won't know what it is to find supernatural peace. The good portion is healing, to be able to rest in his loving arms. The good portion is knowing that there's healing and he's able to touch the wounds that have hurt us deeply. Because some of us, man, if I just stay in the kitchen and get this right, if I cook up enough meals, if I come up with some new ideas, how to figure out how to live in New York City, then maybe I can finally sit down and rest. No, you have to sit down and rest right now while you don't have it figured out. You don't have it figured out, you're just distracted. You know, Pastor Teresa said something in the 3 o'clock message today. She defined the word offended, which means entrapped, ensnared in sin. That's what she said, which means when you take offense, when you're bitter against your sister, when you're bitter against your father, when you're bitter and angry towards your mother, when you're carrying this bitterness, it's you that have been ensnared in this sinful place of anger and bitterness and rebellion. Your bitterness hasn't ensnared and entrapped the other person. It's entrapped you. And no matter how much you do to stay in that kitchen, you will never be set free from it until you come and surrender at the feet of Jesus Christ. Because it's there that you will be able to find this wonderful nurture. This is why it's very important that you listen to me. Because at the feet of Jesus, there you come to understand the beauty of the cross. The good portion is forgiveness found in Jesus Christ. You're forgiven. The good portion is he loves you with an unconditional love. Some of us were still running around in the kitchen trying to earn love. But this love here with Jesus Christ, this wonderful relationship, that's an unconditional love. Come just as you are. You can't take that away from Mary. And it has nothing to do with the fact that maybe Mary was the better sister than Martha. For all we know, maybe they did get in a fight in the kitchen. For all we know, maybe it was Mary that came out of her mouth all nasty first. And we can say that. You know why? Because Jesus Christ holds no partiality for no one. He invites each and every one of us to come and be in communion with him, to be in relationship with him, to be saved, to be set free from sin. That's the good portion. And nobody can take that away. Nobody can stop you from receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There's no amount of bitterness in the world that can keep you from finding out how much Jesus Christ loves you. The good portion cannot be taken away from you if you choose to take it. If you choose to take it, it's the good portion. All of this serving, all of this running around, and Jesus knew all the while the secrets that Martha kept, the pains and the hurts, the failures, the rebellion, the bitterness that she held. From the moment he had the first appetizer, he knew she was troubled. And all the while, he's still saying, hey, come take the good portion. It's just nothing we can hide. No matter how many good things you do in and out the kitchen, there's nothing you can hide. You know, we came in earlier this morning. We came into the church, and my daughter Zaina, she's my oldest of my girls. She's 11, and my daughter Zoe, she's 6. And they, you know, they love, they fight. They love, they fight. You know, oh Lord Jesus, help me over the years. But I overheard like a little bit of their conversation as we were just kind of getting ready to come into the sanctuary. And I caught the tail end, but that's the good part. And Zaina had hidden something or whatever from her little sister. And so Zoe says to Zaina, Zaina, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And she's like, I'm not telling you. It's a secret. And Zoe goes, no, you can't do that. There's no secrets in the house of God. He knows everything. Man, that's awesome. And no secrets. There's no secrets in here. There's no secrets with God out there on the street. He knows it. He knows our mess. He knows our distractions. He knows our anxieties. He knows our worries. He knows our sin problem. And he still invites us to come and have communion with him. Music ministry, could you come up? We're getting ready to go into prayer. And I want to invite you to come down here and pray. Here's who I'm inviting to come down here and pray. There's some people in here tonight. You've distanced yourself from communion with Christ Jesus. Church has been just church. Popping in and out is just something that you do. Maybe because you're too busy. You think you're too busy. Or maybe because you think it's good enough. I've gotten connected. I've done a few things, but now I'm not doing stuff no more. You're just kind of in and out. You just show face from time to time. And it's not good enough for you just to be around. Liberty is found in communion with Christ Jesus. That's relationship. That's salvation. And so since you know now that there's no secrets, nothing you can hide, there's no sin stuff that you got going on in your life that Jesus doesn't know about already. And he wants to be Savior. And then the stuff that you're still bitter about, he wants to save you from that. That's the beauty of salvation. Salvation, knowing that because of his finished work on the cross, you and I, we have this habit of trying to finish something in the kitchen. No, I'm gonna finish what I'm doing. Then, you know, I'll start to get more focused on just religion or church. No, stop what you're doing in the kitchen. And today, I want you to come down here and get at the feet of Jesus, surrender your life completely to him. And if you really want to cook up something great in the kitchen, watch what Jesus will tell you to do in your life. Then you'll start cooking up some real recipes. If you think you got a grasp on success and your dreams and your plans and your vision, your ideas, or your formula as to how to get up out of your mess, because maybe you already burning something down in the kitchen in your life, I'm gonna tell you, just walk away from the smoke and sit down at the feet of Jesus Christ, who will bring healing. He brings the remedy. He will forgive you. He's not mad that you burnt up the fish today. He just loves you unconditionally. You stand up with me? You get what I'm saying? Don't be prideful tonight. Don't be prideful. Don't, because you know what? We read on, and I'd like to assume that Martha took a seat rather than storm back in the kitchen. You come down here and you pray. You give your life completely over to Jesus Christ. No more distractions, no more anxiety. No more living in sin. Just, I want communion with Christ. I want salvation. I want relationship. I'm going to come just as I am. I don't need to make some incredible impression with Jesus Christ. No, you're done with that. And believers, if you brought somebody and you know that they need Jesus Christ, let's not hesitate. Take their hand. You come on down here with them. And sometimes, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes the balcony can be like the kitchen here at Times Square Church. Yes, it can. Some of y'all slip out like you got a kitchen door up in that balcony. But I don't want you to miss your opportunity just to get before Jesus Christ tonight and just say, I'm going to take communion with Christ Jesus. And you can take that few minutes, come down from the balcony, and just get before Jesus Christ. Make him your Lord and Savior. Let's worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you pray this prayer with me? Just lift your hands to. Dear Jesus, I come before you to surrender my life, to receive you as Savior. I come to sit down, to rest in your presence, to know you as my healer. Thank you for going to the cross. You took my place. You paid my sin debt. It's paid in full. You rose again on the third day. I believe in you, Jesus. Make me a new person. I'm stepping out the kitchen. It's not my good works. It's the good news of Jesus Christ that has now set me free. In your name I pray. Amen.